Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Yes, it is. Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome.
I'm really good. Excited for today.
Yeah, we're talking about Islamic reggae.
Yeah, I only just heard about it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to do it. So I've only just put it together. So it doesn't seem to be a movement or a big genre. Reggae is a big genre, and as we know, there's sort of pop reggae. There is more sort of protest reggae. There's sort of more organic, you know, acoustic reggae. You know, there's lots and lots of different kinds. And so this seems to be various Muslims, and we've got, like, today we're doing people from Sudan, from Indian, from UK and Indonesia. So it's various Muslims from around the globe who have just, you know, to do reggae, to express themselves. Now, another thing, I don't know if any Muslims out there want to have a chat about it. I know that the relationship between Islam and music is complicated, and different Muslims understand it in different ways as to whether music's completely haram and you don't do it at all, or just lots of different cultures where they do Muslim music, like India, for instance. So, yeah, I don't want to step anyone's toes here, but I know, yeah, for some people, music's haram, and for some people, no, it's fine. We do music as long as, you know, there's certain ways that it's respectful for certain topics, that sort of thing.
Mm. Okay, I understand that. Yeah, yeah. Well, shall we have a little taste of this, and what track would you like to play first?
Let's play Jamaican Islamic reggae, which is, yeah, I'll explain it. It's a project of one dude.
One guy.
Just one guy. Cool.
Well, yeah.
Wow. Let's have a listen. Allah took the life from himself and created a lone star in the heavens. It remained worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 27,000 years. In the heavens, he was known as Ahmed, and behold, the light of Allah descended from Ahmed to Adam, unto Abraham, unto Ismail, unto Kedar, unto Abdul Muttalib, unto Abdullah, the father of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scepter will not pass from the lion of the tribe of Judah until Shiloh come and until Bilal come, and a lawgiver shall come, and his name was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He shall be the one who would gather all of the people, and the prophecies will be fulfilled. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the year of the elephant, on April 29, 571, known in Arabic as the month of Rabi Awal, the 12th. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, a light lit up the sky from the wilderness of Paran in Arabia all the way to Syria. He was born with the seal of prophethood on his back, and he would bring a holy text that would be known. Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess it kind of makes sense for you know, to adapt this music that is already sort of centered around faith to
As you said in your email, it makes so much sense once you listen to it, and you know, the way he's sort of chanting, preaching, and he's making the big point here that Islam is an Abrahamic religion, like it is, you know, from that same lineage that Christianity's from, and you know, all the stuff about Zion and stuff in Rastafarianism, you know, like that he's highlighting elements of it. And yeah, and it seems to work really well. So he's Jamaican, but he also identifies as African and brings sort of African elements to his music, like Senegal and Congo and Mali. And so Lumumba Ansahi, this is one thing I found about him, that he's a folklorist, drummer, master dancer, dance educator, historian, and scholar. And I guess, so you can hear that complexity in this project that he's doing.
Mm. Yeah, it's a beautiful track. Where can I learn to be a master dancer?
I know, right?
Just asking.
You
just
already are, Millie. I've seen you cut shapes on the dance
floor. Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, that's really cool. I mean, yeah, I did think when you sent this through, like, it makes a lot of sense. I'd never thought about tying those kind of like Islamic values and, you know, kind of ideas into reggae. But the more you listen, the more you're like, yep, that's about it. Have we got another track for us now?
Yeah, let's listen to the Fairuz Band.
Oh, yeah.
Featuring Hamed Ouye, Al Uglu is the track. And like the other track, the Fairuz Band are sort of like a collaborative project. They get lots of guest contributors, and they're Indonesian.
Oh, really?
Indonesian.
Cool.
That's awesome.
All right, Indonesian reggae. Let's go. Fascinated me about this track was I kind of had to check myself on thinking, you know, what an Islamic song should sound like, you know, with those different scales and things like that. But hearing it tied in with like kind of a reggae rhythm section was really interesting.
I know. These guys, so standard Islamic chants, and to put them on reggae, most of the music they do is like that. So it is for like meditation and holiness. Like they're not writing a song about something. They're taking standard worship prayers and blessings that people would know. And I had a look through their stuff. They do lots of different genres, so they don't only do reggae. And one thing, I don't know if people know, it's sort of an obscure thing. It's called Sufism, and it's these whirling dervishes. It's a particular kind of Muslim that they pray and get so high with praying that they spin around. And in their performances, these were like live street performances, they have this whirling dervish guy out there with this huge hat, and they wear sort of a big skirt and spinning around. And it was like, wow, it was just mind-blowing. So if there's any people who like obscure Islamic branches, the Sufis, they're really cool bands, but you know, can't find out that much about them, but you know, they're like these other groups, you know, they're on Apple Music and Spotify, and they're sort of out there in the social media, but I couldn't find a lot of text about them.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm familiar with Sufi. It's quite striking.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, isn't it, like just watch them go. Go for days.
I know. But so imagine this reggae song and this whirling dervish, and these guys are out like in a public square.
Wow.
But and also, again, I don't know if it's offensive to anyone, but I feel like that song was a banger. You know, like the chorus is so, you know, you just, you feel like, I guess it is some of those sholawat, the prayers are about repetition and sort of getting into the mood, into the spirit. And I think that song did it.
We got one more song.
Yeah, one more song. So this is Hunters. He's a British Asian musician, and it's called Palestine in My Heart. And so he does a lot of Indian pop and Bhangra music, and sort of he's performed with UB40, and he does Bollywood remixes. So again, like you're sort of saying, he's just sort of mixing up this thing. You're like, oh yeah, that makes sense, you know? There's a lot of Indian people in the Caribbean. Huge, minority group there.
Yeah. Interesting. It's so interesting how all of these worlds sort of like.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know how colonialism just made it.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I like this. Well, we'll play this one out. But thank you so much, Kirsten, for another great Traveling Tunes. Nice to catch up, and we'll hear from you next week.
Thank you, Kirsten.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
They can never tear us apart. You were the land of truth from the start. And when you hurt, we hurt. When you cry, we Palestine. Of Palestine have lost their smiles. Shame on you if you think this is right. Who have they offended? Born into oppression that is never ending. Let them live in peace, that's the message we're sending. And set them free from all this misery. Palestine, in my heart, they can never tear us apart. You were the land of truth from the start. And when you hurt, we hurt. When you cry, we Palestine. In my heart, they can never tear us apart. You were the land of truth.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.